You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Here we go. Yeah, it's the weekend. Like, come on.
So happy.
Going to be fall temperatures this weekend, and I think we've said goodbye to 70 for the last time for 2024. I think so, too.
But we said that, you know, a week ago, right?
It's November 8th, though, now.
I know.
I mean, we're getting pretty deep into fall.
Seriously into it. And they're talking, like, winds gusting to, like, 45 miles per hour over the weekend. So, yeah, it's going to be a very November-y weekend.
So don't go to Baxter State Park for the first time.
Okay.
I mean, if there's going to be wind gusts of 40 miles per hour and I'm going to get on top of a hill, that's pretty dangerous. Are you telling me don't go?
Did I say don't go?
I mean,
I wouldn't climb Mount Katahdin this weekend, but, you know.
What's the temperature
maybe
tomorrow?
Maybe just go see Lost on a Mountain in Maine.
Maybe I don't want to. Yeah. To inspire me to never hike it. What did happen in that story anyways?
He got separated from his family. He was, I think, 12 years old. Got separated from his family and was missing for 9 days.
But he was found.
He was found.
And
he survived and went on to write a book.
And made money off of it.
Yeah.
I am definitely hiking Katahdin tomorrow. And I'm going to go. I won't be here next week. By the way, buy my new book on Amazon 10 months from now called Lost on a Mountain 2. I don't know why you're laughing. This is really going to happen. I just threw it out there in the universe.
Lost. California hiker in Maine.
Would people even, they would just shake their heads. They'd be like, what an idiot.
If you actually got lost?
Right.
No. Okay. No, not at all. Up here we take it very seriously when people get lost in the woods.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that in advance.
We would miss you.
Do pre-sale. I'm going to put up the pre-sale link for my book, though. You can get that on the Q106.5 Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, coming up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did. You know I don't watch football during the week.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
This one.
I need my beauty sleep.
Oh, and you look, and it shows.
Oh, thank
you. Definitely got it. I definitely did not. But I'm pumped because it was so much fun. The game last night was so much fun.
I did see the score. Looked like it was a fun game.
We'll discuss that in 10 minutes. Also, we got another round of Kane Brown codes today. I'll tell you about that as well.
Cool.
On the way. David and Cindy, happy Friday. Yeah, when's it going to snow for the first time? Where's that at,
I know that. Ooh, look at the sky. It's like pink.
It's beautiful.
Pieces of, like, the clouds are all pink.
It's cotton candy.
The edges. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Where's the snow?
When's it going to snow? Sometime soon.
I mean, like, rip the Band-Aid off already. We have rain. I see it. Maybe next week there's a couple days where we might see some rain, but it's not going to be cold enough for, as it rains overnight.
Be really, really careful what you wish for.
I'm not wishing for it.
Because
don't get me wrong.
Once it starts snowing in Maine, it doesn't stop for months.
Listen, it's like an inevitable breakup, okay? Like, you push it, you put it off, you put it up, but you know this is ending. You know the happiness is over.
Yeah.
We're way past that stage. We're just both so miserable. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off and bring on the white stuff.
Okay.
Make it cold and miserable.
I almost wore my t-shirt today. As a matter of fact, I have it in the other room.
It's 40 degrees out. What are you talking about wearing a t-shirt?
This says let it snow.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I get such dirty looks when I wear that shirt in the summertime. I don't know why.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm all bundled up. I have my this hoodie that says...
I'm so freaking cold.
From Paula.
A good looking, cuddly looking hoodie.
Yeah, thank
I love
you.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Paula, listener Paula mailed this in for my birthday. And I was like, that is so sweet. By the way, my birthday is in 16 days. Not important, but it is in 16 days. That's on November 24th.
The hoodie was what was inside. If you caught some of that the morning that it got here in a package that we were like, is this a bomb? What it's got no handwriting on it.
Scared.
We're a little freaked out by it.
Last night, that game was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens were just not performing, not playing. The Bengals were up like 21-7. And that's when I think I turned over on the couch and kind of dozed off.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Okay.
I didn't watch the fourth quarter.
Wow.
That's when all the action happened. Baltimore had 231 of its 389 total yards in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson threw three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They won by 1 point because the Bengals, seeing that the Ravens were on fire in the fourth quarter, tried to go for two at the end instead of tying it, and they lost. They lost by 1 point. The final score was 35-34. Jackson threw for 290 yards, four touchdowns. Burrow threw for 428 yards and four touchdowns. That was a game.
On the one hand, sorry I missed it. On the other hand, I would not be speaking coherently if I'd stayed up. So,
and that is what the brown cane and later the prize with the stuff.
Yeah, because you stayed up. So
you looked at me, you're like, what are you doing? Are you okay? And I'm like,
you're having a stroke? What's going on? I get it.
I'm not speaking coherently, Miss Cindy.
That's right, I get it.
Ooh, I watched the game.
I get it. Who did you pick in the football pool?
I picked the Ravens.
Good, so did I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I need you to know. I need everybody. And I'm at the very bottom. We have like 50 employees here. I'm number 49. I'm ranked 49th.
Yeah.
I need you to not pick the Ravens.
No.
I support you, except
you,
in
you
this.
Have you not figured out yet that I'm very competitive? No. No. That's not happening.
Yeah, we're too much alike. You want to arm wrestle?
No. I will lose that one.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Friday wins. That's what we do on Friday.
Yes, we do.
We love to celebrate Friday wins. Yes, we appreciate the L's. We learn from the L's throughout the week, but we want to take that one big or small win and ride that into the weekend.
Okay.
Your responses coming up. Q106.5, we're David and Cindy.
It was such a busy day yesterday, so I went on my phone and I ordered lunch from Harvest Moon Deli. It was a great pick-me-up on a busy day. I had the Jazzy Chicken Salad, which is just one of the many delicious menu items at Harvest Moon Deli. They serve sandwiches, salads, wraps, and soups. Since November, of course, is the month of Thanksgiving, Harvest Moon Deli's sandwich of the month is Gimme All Your Stuffin', a traditional Thanksgiving night sandwich loaded with turkey, stuffing, and cranberry mayo. First time I heard that, I thought, cranberry mayo? It's delicious. Grilled to perfection on their cast iron press and served with a pickle. Have it any way you like. I love mine on hearty sunflower bread. Why wait until the end of the month for those amazing Thanksgiving flavors? Everything at Harvest Moon Deli is made fresh. You can customize your sandwich, wrap, or salad. Like, I take tomatoes off everything. Anticipate the best meal of November with Harvest Moon Deli's Sandwich of the Month for November. Gimme All Your Stuffin'. Turkey stuffing and cranberry mayo grilled on the cast iron press. Try one today. There are 8 locations in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. Monday, 5% of all sales at Harvest Moon Deli will be donated to the Maine Veterans Project in honor of Veterans Day. So, yet another reason to go to Harvest Moon Deli. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
With Riley Green, you look like you love me. Q106.5.
I love that song. I love the video.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
We're David and Cindy. Let's check the weather real quick with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. We have some wind coming over the weekend.
Yeah.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there for our Friday. There will be a chance for a few widely scattered showers later this morning through the afternoon. Temperatures for today topping off in the 40s to near 50 across the north and low to mid 50s elsewhere. Clearing skies tonight, overnight lows in the upper 20s to mid 30s. Northwest winds will increase tonight as well, and that's going to lead to a windy day on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. Temperatures Saturday in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Northwest winds could gust as high as 40 to maybe 45 miles an hour at times, which of course will make things feel a little bit cooler. Less wind on Sunday. Sunday looks good. Mostly sunny skies. It's a little bit warmer in the mid-40s to lower 50s. And then it looks like some showers move in for late Sunday night into Veterans Day on Monday. Those showers mainly during the morning on Monday. And then drier weather expected during the afternoon. Temperatures Monday in the upper 40s to middle 50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
41!
Thank you.
Degrees right now at the Q106.5 studios.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Cindy.
Yes, David.
On Fridays, we celebrate our wins.
Right.
Big or small. Can be any size.
Okay.
Can be wrapped up in a little present. You know, the smallest presents are usually the best, they say.
Okay.
Because it could be jewelry.
That's right. It could be.
Although the bigger presents, I do like a new truck.
My husband would like a new truck for Christmas, too.
Well,
it's not coming from me.
Jim and I, dear Santa, if you're listening to Q106.5 this morning, Cindy's husband, Jim, and me would both love a new truck. Does he have a preference?
He would like a smaller truck. He doesn't want like anything really big.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I want a lifted Tundra. What is your win from this week? Because we definitely respect our losses from the week and we learn from them, but we want to take that one win, big or small, and ride it into the weekend.
My win for this week is I've spent most of the week looking for places that in the area that are offering free meals to veterans on Monday for Veterans Day, and I came up with 24.
Oh, that's
with
good.
With some help from our listeners. So, yeah, that's going to be going up a little later today.
Very cool.
On the 106.5 app.
Yeah, to help out the veterans and, you know, so that they're appreciated.
Right.
Because there are a lot of businesses around town that certainly appreciate our, I think they all do.
For sure. Well,
especially here in Maine.
Yeah.
And we certainly love our veterans here at Q106.5.
So your win?
Well, okay, yours is way better, obviously. I should stop letting you go first, but ladies first, you know, I was raised by my mom correctly. I don't think we're going to do that next week, though, because your win is always selfless and better than mine. I'm going to go with voting. I got to exercise my right to vote over the week.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you got recognized at the voting poll.
That I did. Well, that
to
part.
The polling site and aren't you on Q106.5?
That just made
That's
me
really
anxious.
Cool.
Because I was like, uh-oh, what did I do? What did I say? Did I do something that offended you?
Why do I stand out to you?
Is this a bad thing or a good thing? Blink twice if it's bad and I'll just leave. I don't need to vote that bad. No, I did get to vote. It was a lot of fun. Brewer did a fantastic job. So, yeah, that was my win from the week that I'm going to ride into the weekend.
Voting is absolutely a win.
How about you? What was your win from the week?
Yeah, we want to hear 991-9500.
All right, the Q106.5 app. We love those text messages, but even more so, we love hearing your voice. You can leave a voicemail there. It's very easy to do.
Very cool.
We are Q106.5. All right, I want to talk about the heating lodge. Oh, we're finally getting there. Although, I feel like I'm looking at the weather. It's, man, where's that snow? Where's this winter everyone's been telling me about? I'm not trying to jinx us. I feel like I just did. That's why you got to get to the heating lodge. We are deep in the fall, and you don't want to be left in the cold or leave your family in the cold or the employees in the cold, because the heating lodge is your place to heat your home, commercial, and industrial space. HeatingLodge.com, you check that out right now. You take a peek at everything they have to offer to heat up whatever your space may be, whether it is your home, commercial, or industrial. Their gas stoves are absolutely beautiful, and they have wood, pellet, and in addition to their gas stoves, and so many designs to choose from. Also, the Heating Lodge is your place for all the top brand name grills, fire tables to keep you enjoying your patio well into the winter, and of course, the most premium patio furniture that survives all the weather elements of Maine. It's called Polywood. So in summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. There's two locations that you can visit. They have great showrooms in Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their newest location, it's on the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and actually place your order at any time, your convenience, heatinglodge.com. Thanks for laughing with us on a Friday as we head into the weekend. We greatly appreciate you, and we greatly appreciate all of our veterans out there. Going to be a great weekend for you, hopefully, and you are celebrated more so than you are every. You should be celebrated every day, but more so this weekend. Like, you know, everybody opens the door for you this weekend, but then they also say thank you for your service.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. 47 days until Christmas, by the way.
Okay.
47.
47 days. You're killing me, man.
Did you go to Starbucks and get your first holiday drink yesterday? They just launched them.
No.
Okay, me neither. I saw the line on the news, and I was like, I'm not doing that. 16 days until, this is odd. Why is this here? Oh, this is so silly. 16 days until my birthday. Gosh, yeah. Who wrote that one down?
It wasn't me.
Oh, that's it.
No offense, but it wasn't me.
It makes me feel so sheepish. Was it really not you?
It was really not me. Maybe it was Jordan.
He doesn't really pay attention to things like that. Somebody did it, though, and it is 16 days until my birthday, but that's not important.
No.
Gosh. And 20 days, 20, count of 20, until Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. With that being said, Miss Cindy.
Yes, David.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm a little worried about this look on your face, this question.
There are some of these that are actually pretty decent. Okay. Most of them are bad. I mean, they're all bad, but some of them aren't that bad.
Okay. Are they bad or are they bad, bad?
Bad, bad. This
girl
one's just
talk, bad or bad, bad.
This one's just bad.
Okay.
What kind of turkey requires ID? What kind of turkey requires ID?
ID.
What kind of turkey requires ID?
I don't know.
I thought you were a bourbon lover.
I am.
Wild turkey.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I think I've only had wild turkey like twice in my life.
I don't think I've ever had it. It's cheaper than other kind of whiskey, right? Is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying I think it's cheaper than.
Okay, full disclosure, by the time I had the shot of wild turkey, I'm not sure I really tasted it.
When was this?
A long time ago.
Okay. How do we bring her back? That would be a Friday win for me.
Really?
I think so.
Getting me drunk would be.
I just think it would be fun. Okay. And everybody could use some blackmail on their colleagues. I would film you the whole time.
Oh,
I'll be like,
good.
Uh-huh.
So that's never happening.
Cindy.
Never happening.
Yeah. All right. We are talking Friday wins. We do this every Friday. What is your win so we can ride that, celebrate with you into the weekend? We all have losses every day, every week. Yeah. We always have an L. And we learn from those. We appreciate those. That's why on Friday we focus on that big win or small win from the week that you really love, that you accomplished, did something, won something.
Yeah. It's so easy on Friday to look back and say, oh, this week I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. This didn't go right. Instead, focus on the things that did go right.
Yeah, we're going into the weekend with a good mood.
Right.
So we're going to celebrate with you. 207-991-9500.
Or go to the Q106.5 app and leave us a message. Or you can leave us a voicemail.
We're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. Celebrating your win from this week on a Friday with us. Q106.5. It is David and Cindy. That's what we do on Fridays, Miss Cindy.
That's right.
Yeah, we appreciate our L's from the week, our losses, and we learn from them, but we don't want to go into the weekend thinking about those.
No, I don't want to review the losses of the week.
That small or big win from the week, we want to celebrate that and ride that into the weekend in a good mood.
Exactly, yes.
Let's go to John in Searsport. Good morning, John.
How you doing this morning?
We're doing great, John. Now that you called, what's your win from the week that we want to celebrate into the weekend?
Well, my wife and I adopted a pair of rescued chihuahuas from Humane Society in Cherryfield, and we're just getting used to our new boys.
That's awesome. What are their names?
We have Toby and Buddy.
Oh, I have a Toby, too, but he's a lot bigger than a chihuahua.
A little bit, yeah.
He's a pit bull, yeah.
Yeah, they were rescued from a hoarding situation. They were there were 25 of them that got taken from this place, and these two were bonded together, so they had to come as a pair or not at all. So we took them both.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you and your bride are incredible people, and that is a huge win, not only for you two, but also for Toby and Buddy. Congratulations to them for getting some new parents, a great new family.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
you guys,
John.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You. You too.
And your win, Miss Cindy. I love yours.
I came up with, actually, I just came up with another one. So 25 restaurants in the area that are restaurants or, you know, they're veterans.
Places American, that are serving
American
meals.
American
Legions
and things like that. Yes, that are serving free meals to veterans. And that's going
amazing.
To be up a little bit later on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, make sure you check that out here probably shortly after the show.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, Cindy has been spending hours and days compiling this list of just areas that are providing free meals for veterans, because we definitely love them here. And love you veterans here on Q106.5.
For sure. And thanks to everyone who helped me out with that. I had a lot of our listeners who gave me suggestions.
I was just trying to think that I help you, and now I feel really bad.
And your win?
I exercised my right to vote. First time in Maine.
Nice.
I'm going to take that. Went to Brewer, and it was such a great experience. That's a huge win for me.
Yeah.
Speaking of the voting, Amber wrote in on our Q106.5 Facebook, says, not letting the election or all the talk about it drive me crazy. LOL.
Awesome.
We love that win,
that
Amber.
That is a big one.
What is yours? 207-991-9500.
Or go to the Q106.5 app to leave us a message or a voicemail.
We are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Tyler Hubbard, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Oh, are you watching? Let me ask this question and then see if you even know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, are you watching this Sunday at 8 p.m.? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yellowstone.
Yes! Look at you!
Yeah.
The Duttons are back, baby. Not John, but the other Duttons are back. Not John. Not John Dutton.
I'm sure his name will be part of the...
It looks like he did film some scenes. We're going to find out this. Well, right. I think they're only dropping one episode, which is really frustrating.
Yeah.
Because the last time we saw the Yellowstone put out a new show was about 12 years ago. You remember?
What has it been? Like a year and a half, 2 years?
So I don't know because I got on the Yellowstone train way after everybody else. And okay. So I got to watch it, all the episodes consecutively, well after they stopped filming new episodes. They took this break for the second half of the fifth season. But even then, it's been so long, I barely remember what happened. I want to say it's been about 6 months for me since I watched that final episode of Yellowstone.
January 1st, 2023.
Yeah, that's insane.
Was the last episode that dropped.
It's been almost 2 years.
Yeah.
That's way too long.
Yeah. And we came into it maybe halfway through the first season. So we did the binge with that.
Right.
And then it was, you know,
yeah,
one show every week, which... On the one hand, I love to binge. On the other hand, it's like, oh, come on.
I know. I love binging. I can't, because I don't like waiting. And especially with a show like that, because they did leave you in suspense after every episode.
Yeah.
And I remember after every episode watching, I smirked. I was like, I'm doing this right. Everybody else did it wrong. Same with Breaking Bad. I binged it all too. I waited till the whole season, the whole series was done.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to wait. I'll show them. I'll show you, Hollywood. So yeah, the first episode is going to be released. I believe they're only dropping one, maybe two.
Okay,
I haven't seen anything, so I guess it is just going to be the one. But we'll take it. Yellowstone, 8 p.m. Sunday. Can't wait for that.
Yeah,
I call that some good news.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But I think you have better news for us.
I have some good news.
Here we go.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gears Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. There is this great agency in Maine called Partners for Peace, and they support and advocate for survivors of domestic abuse in Penobscot and Piscataquis counties. So they wanted to do something for Christmas, obviously, because a lot of these women, for the most part, they're women,
right?
Have left situations and are starting over and have obviously some mental health challenges.
Trauma, for sure.
Right. So they kind of thought about, okay, do we collect like toys for the kids and, or do we collect money or what do we want to do? And they determined that they were going to do a holiday gift card drive. They've done this for the last few years and I love this. I've spoken with the folks at Partners for Peace about it. They collect, gift cards, Visa gift cards, Walmart and Hannaford gift cards, give them to the moms.
Right.
And then
yeah,
they have a chance to create their own Christmas.
Oh my gosh. And that means so much to the kids, probably right, to the mom to be able to do that for
to
their
be
kids.
Able to buy the presents themselves.
Wow.
Instead of this is what somebody else gave us. You know, get their kids exactly what they want. The Hanford gift cards help them to afford to do that holiday meal, which is so great.
Oh, I just think love this.
It's such a self-esteem builder as well as helping them out. So gift cards are being collected, and you can get more information about how to donate at partnersforpeaceme.org.
Partnersforpeace.me.org?
Nope, partnersforpeaceme.org.
Did you just call me an idiot on the air?
I didn't. I just repeated myself.
And this is for Penobscot and
Piscataquis County.
I'm sorry. Watch your mouth.
I know. You don't like that one.
Penobscot and what county?
Piscataquis.
You stop it right now. I don't have a bleep button in here. Penobscot and... Oh, I can't say that.
Piscataquis.
Oh, my gosh. Put soap in your mouth. Ooh, you're dirty. Hey, what's your Friday win? We ride those wins going into the weekend.
Give us a call at 991-9500.
Yeah, Q106.5 app, too. You can text us or leave us a voice message, but we love hearing your voice.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a big cursor like with Miss Cindy over there, Penobscot and...
Piscataquis.
Oh, my gosh. You can't stop, can you, sinner? Okay, that's how you turn on the mics on a Friday mic. Q106.5, David and Cindy. Yeah, we're going to give you some miles so you can get across the country to go to San Diego to see that gentleman right there, Kane Brown.
That's right. Two nights hotel stay, round trip airfare, tickets to the show, $500 in spending money.
And while
a nice prize.
It is a great prize.
Yeah.
And while you're on that plane, you can watch Yellowstone. Catch up because the new episode, season 5, part 2. Man, that's so annoying. Part 2. Give us the whole season. Treat us like we're human.
I know.
We're not dogs. We're humans. We get the whole season.
It's going to be interesting to see if I can get my husband to watch it because his attitude has kind of been like, no, they waited too long. I'm done. Yeah. I don't care.
And Kevin Costner is not really heavily involved anymore, but it looks like he is according to the trailer a little bit. We don't know. Oh, we're all going to watch. Who are we kidding? Speaking of Yellowstone, it looks like we have a call in regard to Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tim, and I'm calling right now from Amherst.
We always love hearing from you, Tim. What's your win for the week?
It's not a win, but I want to know. You like Yellowstone, right?
Yeah, I enjoy the show.
Have you binge-watched the other two?
The spinoffs, 1863, and I can't think of the other one.
1883 and 1923.
What did I say? 18? I'm just throwing out years now. You mean 1542? Yeah, they had two spinoffs.
But if you like Yellowstone, if you have not, binge watch 1883 to 1923.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for reminding me of that, because Tim McGraw and Faith Hill star in one of them, right?
Oh, my God. Yes. 18. They're both.
You just broke up, but I think you were complimenting them, saying how great they were in the show.
Yes, I was. I'm sorry about that. I'm on Route 9, and cell service is bad.
No, that's okay. Well, you drive safe, but Tim, thank you so much. I'm going to binge watch after football games, college football games tomorrow. That's my Saturday night plans while it's all windy and a little chilly tomorrow night. Thanks, Tim.
That was 1883 first, though.
I'll start with 1542. Okay.
10 more.
Have a good day, Tim.
Gotcha, yeah. You too.
I like them. You've seen the spinoffs, right?
I have seen them, yes.
Okay.
I've started them.
So started them, but haven't gotten through.
Haven't continued with them. 1923 stars Harrison Ford and...
Oh, we love him.
What is her name?
A name. Claire Danes.
No.
Jennifer Lopez.
No. Helen Mirren.
Oh, that was my third one. Yeah. Wow. What was it? Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. There's so much. There's so many things going on this weekend.
I just, with those, I got so caught up in, okay, so wait a minute. So Tim McGraw is.
Oh, great grandfather.
John Dutton's. Yeah, exactly. And I spent so much time watching the show trying to remember who was who. And it's like, you know, if I just watched it independently, like Yellowstone.
Right.
Instead of trying to connect it to Yellowstone, it would have been better. But.
It's like trying to watch the Marvel films in order. Good luck. And now they got the multiverse. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, though, are wonderful.
All right, I'm going to watch that over the weekend. Heck yeah.
1880, what? Tim, what was it?
I can't remember. 1542. He said 1542. coming up, we are going to continue taking your Friday wins. And 40 of these escaped a laboratory. And I think the whole state of North Carolina is under a state of emergency. Not really, but they had this laboratory where a bunch of... I got the story for you coming up. I think that was a good enough tease.
From a laboratory?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
It's a full, like, outbreak type situation.
Can't wait to hear that.
The officials say everybody's fine as long as they avoid these that escaped.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, that's not really reassuring. They did tell neighboring communities from the laboratory to lock their doors and stay inside, though. I'm telling you, it's right from a movie.
Okay.
Details on the way. Q106.5. Happy Friday. 6.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Can't thank you enough for laughing with us as we head into the weekend and the premiere of Yellowstone Season 5, Part 2.
I can't believe you knew that.
From after 2 years of waiting.
Almost, yeah.
Is this so many details? And Kevin Costner might not be in it, but it happens at 8 p.m. on, don't even ask me the channel. I just gave you a whole bunch of information. You got to Google the rest.
I hope in the first episode they do a really excellent recap, because if they don't, I'm going to have to stop watching that.
Right,
go back and watch at least part of the last, the first half of the second, what is it, fifth season? First half of the fifth season, and then go back and start the,
I don't even remember who I was dating 2 years ago. Oh wait, I was married. Okay. Never mind. Oh, I did. There we go.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. People love talking about Yellowstone. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sue calling from Augusta.
Hi, Sue.
I am just cracking up with you guys as I always do in the morning. So I'm thankful for you guys this week. It's been a tough week for me, but David.
Yes, ma'am.
When you said you got on the Yellowstone train. I'm glad they didn't take you to the train station.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't make that connection. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I was chuckling, and I said, I just have to call and say, that is funny.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
Awesome.
Okay, so for anybody who hasn't watched this show, I don't think it's a spoiler.
I don't think so.
We're not spoiling anything by sharing what it means. But in the show, when you take somebody to the train station, they're driving them from Montana to Wyoming in a desolate area where there's no authorities. And basically getting rid of any problem humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never return from that train station.
Right.
So I am not on the train. I am not on the train.
Well, you're on the train, but you're not going to the station.
Okay, fair enough. Sue, you're amazing.
You thanks so much. We, have a good weekend.
We love you,
thanks
too.
You too.
Bye-bye. She's great.
Yes, she is.
Thank you, Sue. By the way, in addition to Yellowstone coming out this Sunday, I haven't mentioned this yet. I don't think at all this show. And I think it's very important because somebody wrote this down in the notes. But my birthday, Miss Cindy Kent, what?
16 days.
How did you know?
I'm counting the days, David.
Evidently someone is. They have it on the calendar here because I would never mention that. That's kind of self-serving and a little narcissistic if you ask me. I would never brag about my own birthday.
Never.
And just... assume that people would care about when my birthday is, my 42nd birthday, and just assume that they might want to give me a present. I don't know. It's my first time in Maine. I'm all alone, you know? You might want something.
And is it a better than sex cake? Is that the kind of cake your mom always made for you?
Watch your mouth. But yeah, it is.
Your mom always made for you, right?
Very weird that she would make that. And she didn't tell me the name of the cake. Listen, she started making it for me when I was like 7, 8. I was like, Mom, what's this cake cost? She's like, chocolate with caramel.
Yeah, it's got chocolate and caramel, and it's got like little...
Yeah, Heath Bar on it with Cool Whip.
Yeah?
Yeah, how do you tell your kid? It's called... What's that? By the way, in addition to my birthday, which, you know, thank you to whoever wrote this on the calendar.
Right.
I'm just reading the script, by the way. We're also 47 days away from Christmas.
We are.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And 20, count up, less than 3 weeks officially away from Thanksgiving. With that being said, Miss Cindy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you care if I ask?
I don't care. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm just curious if you know, what did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day? What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
You're late for lunch?
Quack, quack.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
Had one of those little Chick-fil-A signs, eat more chicken.
That's right. All right, we're going to pay off on this story that we said we would do here, but we ran out of time. It is going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour along with that Kane Brown code because we want to send you to see him in San Diego, California.
Right. Oh, the whatever it is that ran away from the lab.
Yeah, 43 of these escaped the lab in South Carolina. And they're telling the public everything's fine, but also lock your doors and stay inside. It's straight out of a movie. Got that story for you coming up. Q106.5. We're all losing 120 pounds. At least that's what he shared earlier this week. Actually,
that's
yesterday
awesome.
On a podcast. Yeah.
That is awesome.
120 pounds.
Yeah.
Good for him. Love Jelly Roll. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. We're just minutes away from that first code of the day to get you signed up to win that Kane Brown experience.
San Diego, California, just before Thanksgiving. Gotta love that. Round trip airfare.
Oh, yeah.
Two nights in a hotel for you and a guest. Two tickets to the show, $500 in spending money.
Right.
Fun.
That's right. And if you invite one of us as one of your plus one, we're going to be a hype man for you. The whole trip, everywhere you walk into, whatever it may be, you get to San Diego, you get off the plane, you're like, look who it is! It's Sarah! She won the...
Every time you say hype man, I think you're saying height man.
Hype.
And I was like, that's you. That's not me.
Hype.
I got no hype going on here.
Hype man.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just promote you everywhere you go, you
that's
know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, look at Sarah walking into Target, needed some toiletries.
Everyone wants that. Gotta get some toilet paper.
Everybody loves to be the center of attention every once in a while, right? Look at what's going on in the world. Speaking of California, quickly, of these wildfires, of mountain fires, what they're calling it here in California. Ventura County, which is north of Los Angeles County. Over 130 structures damaged. These homes have just been destroyed by this wildfire. If you're not familiar with Southern California, they have these winds called the Santa Ana winds. And when they pick up and there's a fire, and it's usually often dry there, we get these wildfires in Southern California all the time.
Right.
Once that wind picks up, there's nothing firefighters can do. We're just at the mercy of whatever the winds do, where they blow that fire. And unfortunately for a lot of families, they blew those fires right into their homes, and they've just been destroyed. It's really sad to see. Yeah. In addition to that, let's move to, we're just going to share what's going on in the rest of the world. Because, you know, here, it's looking really pretty here.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. We don't have any monkeys in the trees, do we?
Monkeys? Is that what it is?
Yeah. In South Carolina, 43 monkeys have escaped a laboratory earlier this week. And as of this morning, none of them have been captured.
What kind of monkeys do you know?
Oh, gosh. Why would you do that to me?
Sorry.
The monkey kind.
Okay.
The ones with the tails. They're small. They're about the size of cats.
Okay.
I'm looking.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Just keep going.
What kind of monkeys? I don't know. Do they have the spider monkeys? No, they're not.
It makes a difference.
They're fugitive monkeys. That's what they are.
Some monkeys are, you know.
I get it.
More aggressive than other monkeys. So not that I would know the difference anyway, so I don't know why I ask. So never mind.
Authorities in South Carolina yesterday warned residents after the CEO of this laboratory called Alpha Genesis Facility in Beaufort County. How South Carolina can you sound? Beaufort County. After they got on there, this laboratory, the CEO, whatever, the owner, the God there, the Lord, the monkey controller, he said, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Nothing to worry about. These monkeys that we test things on.
Yeah.
That we test. No wonder they escaped.
That Dustin Hoffman movie?
Outbreak.
There you go.
This is straight out of Outbreak.
Yeah.
With Morgan Freeman. That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
But there's 43 of them. So the CEO goes, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Well, authorities are saying, as of yesterday, to lock their doors and windows. Telling residents to lock their doors and windows. It's not funny unless nobody gets hurt and the monkeys get retrieved okay.
Yeah.
They escaped on Tuesday. None of them have been captured yet as of early this morning. And the police have set up thermal imaging cameras. I mean, they're going all out trying to catch these 43 monkeys. And the rumor is that they're just hanging out in the woods, chilling, having some fun.
They're female rhesus macaque.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The rhesus mac what?
Rhesus macaque.
Nope, I would never try that.
Very young, weighing between 6 and 7 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. 43 female monkeys.
Yeah.
They're out there
sitting
looking
in
for
a tree. No. What is the song?
Well,
jumping on the bed.
We're about to go kissing.
43 monkeys jumping on the bed.
What did they do?
One fell off and bumped his head.
No, I like the 10 little.
Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said,
"No more monkeys jumping on the bed."
There you go.
No. The best one. The best one, Miss Cindy, especially because it's in South Carolina. You have 10. You have 10 little monkeys swinging in a tree, teasing the Mr. Alligator. Can't catch me.
All right.
Can't catch me. And what does that little alligator do, or that big alligator do? He comes along, Mr. Alligator, quiet as can be. Snap!
Goes the alligator.
9 little monkeys. With... Hi, we're 10. We are 10 years old. I miss doing those. That's fun. Can we finish? We're only at 9. We have 9 more monkeys to go before that. I mean, the alligator's hungry. He wants to eat all of them. Okay, hopefully that doesn't happen to these 43 monkeys. I mean, what are you rooting for? They've escaped this laboratory where they're being tested on. It looks like they test vaccines and such.
Oh.
I know, that's not fun.
No,
and they're young females on the prowl.
Right.
They're looking for some male monkeys right now.
Right. The young females saying, we got to get somewhere else.
Little do they know.
Stick us with needles anymore.
They're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Slim pickings there if you're a young, cute monkey. Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of male macaques running around.
Be very careful saying that word, Miss Cindy. All right, coming up, Kane Brown in San Diego, March 13th, 2025. We want to send you to that show, take care of your hotel, airfare, have you bring a friend along, and $500 spending money. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Listen for that code. It's coming up in just a few minutes along with country music news.
Jordan Verge.
Q106.5. Excuse me. We are David and Cindy, and we are joined every segment this hour, the 8 o'clock hour.
No, not every segment this hour.
No, we're joined for this particular segment of Country Music News in the 8 a.m. hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, she's so nice.
Do we want to say hi to does Greg from Orrington Fire want to say hi?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's going on? Yeah.
Morning.
Can we share the gifts that you brought? This is amazing.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah. So you shoot the fireworks at the UMaine hockey games, right?
During the football game.
Football games, okay. And now you brought something that I never thought I was going to be able to experience because tickets are very hard to come by, especially because they're doing so phenomenal this season. But you made hockey.
Everybody's got to enjoy the hockey game.
I can't wait.
Yeah, actually, you didn't know that Greg was messaging me just before he came in saying, which would you rather go to, hockey or basketball? And I said, definitely hockey.
Definitely hockey, yeah.
Do you think David's ever been to a UMaine hockey game? I said, I know he hasn't.
So. What's funny, the games we're going to go to will be in January, so that'd be really cool. We'll get to go into the ice rink and warm up.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That'd be a little different than going to a Kings or Anaheim Ducks game in California where I have to bundle up and wear a coat. And now here, I'll be like, whew, it's hot in here.
Just prepare yourself that, you know, thinking that it's going to be warmer in the arena, don't wear as heavy a coat. You're going to have to park a ways away and walk there. So you're going to want to that heavy
still,
coat.
Yeah, I still layer. Have everything, yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't say that well, but layer.
I get it, no.
When the Alphonse full, it's definitely warm inside.
I can't wait. I'm so pumped. Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted you to experience it.
Thank you very much. We love Orrington Fire.
Yeah.
Even more so now. All right.
Some of us more than others because we live in Orrington, yeah.
Let's do the Kane Brown code. The very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, hello.
Kane Brown experience, San Diego, California.
Oh, you could, you know, make a lifelong connection with someone. You could go to San Diego, California, if you won this vacation, a round trip airfare for two-night hotel stay.
Are you getting the vibe he doesn't have the code?
What are you talking
lifelong
about?
Lifelong connection with someone, yes.
You could win two tickets to see Kane Brown.
And how do you win those two tickets?
You could also get $500 in spending money.
How do you win that $500?
You open up the Q106.5 app. It should be downloaded on your phone.
It should be, yeah.
I don't know why it's not.
And then you enter what?
Download the app onto your phone. Get it.
665.
That's the Sours code?
665.
All right. Yeah, so just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Kane Brown button, go to the 8 o'clock hour for Friday, and enter. Was it 665?
Yeah, 665.
665.
Greg, do you want another job? I know you already got like two. Do you want to do the codes every morning?
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
It's a hard job.
Apparently.
Let's get into country music news.
Q106.5. Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Just want to get ahead of it, guys. This is a Gabby Barrett story. I'm sorry.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
Did you get a haircut?
I cut my own hair.
Dude,
it looks good.
You guys like it?
Oh. Sexy, and I know it. Wow. You look really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
If only he had his headphones on and could have heard that.
Oh, I heard it.
Okay.
I do understand Gabby Barrett has, oh yeah, it was Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
Okay.
Gabby Bear, I do know she has a lot going on right now.
Yes. So listen, it's a slow news day.
It's fine. It's okay.
We already shared Jelly Roll. It has lost 120 pounds. Yeah. Okay.
She has an album out today. She's in all of the headlines. I have to talk about her.
Okay.
I tried not to.
Listen, you get a pass.
Yeah. It's okay.
Stop explaining yourself.
Once in a while, it's okay.
It's like saying you cheated, but we're like, we're fine with it. We don't care.
Okay. Gabby Barrett. Okay, I had some pontification that I wanted to get into, but I didn't want to surprise you with it being a Gabby Barrett story.
Okay, we appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah.
So, When are you guys decorating for Christmas? Have you already
this weekend? I'm finishing everything.
This weekend, Cindy?
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
For you Grinch.
For me, it was November 1st.
Right? Okay? Yeah.
November
good for you.
1st. The tree went up. The decorations came out. Not all the decorations are up yet, but the decorations are out at least. Gabby Barrett is the same way. Okay, she's a proud early decorator for Christmas.
You two are meant to be. That's all I'm hearing.
That's
here.
Right.
She posted on a video on Instagram saying that her favorite holiday tradition would be taking out the Christmas tree November 1st, and putting it up and starting the decorations. You know, putting out more Christmas stuff.
I can appreciate a young man's infatuation.
It's not an infatuation.
It's a healthy infatuation, I think.
Yeah.
But who I feel bad for?
Who?
His fiance, Autumn.
I know.
He's so excited.
Gabby Barrett.
I'm right.
And they're engaged. Timeout.
And they're engaged to be married.
Yellow flag on the play. Red flag, red card.
I'm surprised that Autumn hasn't called that off.
I could whistle.
That is unbelievable. Go ahead. Try whistling.
I can't.
Because she said yes, and he's just like over here talking about Gabby Barrett. We're just like, come on, that poor. Poor young woman who you got on a knee for and gave a ring to.
I am not engaged. I do not have a fiance. I've never been on my knee once in my life.
But Autumn is amazing that she puts up with this all the time.
that's true. Gabby Barrett, she just released an 11-song holiday album called Carols and Candlelights. It just dropped today, and I'm going to go around today looking for a physical copy, but I don't really think I'm going to find it.
No, but it is really good. You can stream it, I believe, on like Spotify and Apple Music.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it, too, because I she has a phenomenal voice.
Yes, she does. I don't know why I was about to say thank you.
Again, your fiance Autumn. I don't know how she puts up with it.
I know.
I don't know who you're talking about.
We'll see you in the 9 o'clock
your
hour.
Fiance Autumn.
Autumn.
She's not my fiance, guys.
Have you guys picked a venue?
No.
Do you think he yells at us as soon as we turn our mics off?
I think he does.
Maybe we should never turn the mics off. We'll just keep going.
We should turn the mic off. Hey.
Q106. You know what's funny is that when they recorded that, they don't actually fade that down. It's him. He gets quieter as he's singing the song like I am right now.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Did I say Q106.5, David and Cindy?
You did.
Oh, my gosh. Look at my script this hour. I am so embarrassed. For this segment, immediately I go to the script because we follow a script. We get up at 2 a.m. every morning, Miss Cindy and me, and we prepare a script. But I didn't put this on the script, but I have to read it because I don't want to stray from the script of the show. Then things become chaos. And I don't want that to happen. We want to stick to the format.
Right.
We want to provide the most entertaining and efficient show to the wonderful Q106.5 listeners. That is our job, our duty, and man, do we love laughing with you.
Right.
With that being said,
yeah,
just reading the script, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
No other reason.
I'm so afraid right now.
16 days until my birthday. Who wrote that in here?
I don't know. Jordan, was it you?
Yeah, Jordan, was that you? Jordan, hop on. We're joined now by the very incredible, the very talented Jordan Verge.
No, it wasn't me, but I did know. I did notice it.
Yeah, that's so odd.
I didn't do it either, so I can't imagine. You know, does your mom have access to that list?
Okay.
Could she maybe have snuck on there?
What, just like a mama's boy? Nobody else could do it?
What do you want us to say, David? What do you want us to say?
I would like to think that maybe one of you guys did it, but I guess not.
Do you want us to continue to deny that it was you that put it on the list?
It wasn't, no, deny. I almost walked right into that trap. No, not, you're not denying. That's the truth. I didn't put this on here that my birthday is 16 days away from now, November 24th, and my Venmo is at David Bujenski.
is there a dash in there? Is it David Dash?
So, funny story, I have both of those accounts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. In case anybody gets confused, I want to make sure the funds do, in fact, go to me.
I'm
not asking for gifts at all, PlayStation 5. At all. Madden. Make sure you get the new Madden. I don't want anything.
I'm so happy for you. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Could use new skis, too.
Skis?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a name.
Yeah, you need them.
With that being said, again, 16 days until my birthday. We also have 47 days until Christmas. That is wild. 47 days. Did you go to Starbucks yesterday to get a holiday drink?
I didn't.
Okay. They just dropped yesterday.
Do they have the new cups?
They have the new cups.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. I didn't go. I saw the line, and I was like, nope. Not doing that.
That's why I don't go to Starbucks. I mean, I love their coffee. I want to make it very clear. They're really good, but it's always just such a wait to get in there. I'm so happy they opened up a new location on Broadway.
Right, yeah.
When it was just the one on near the mall.
And they have one in Target, too, you know.
They do. I suppose they have three in this area.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy they opened up the one on Broadway.
Right. Yeah, I might try to get one today. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the lines are.
Okay.
If they even have any left. But they might be
that's
out.
That's true. Yeah. Could be like the voting stickers, where they just ran out of stickers.
I would have been so angry. That's why you vote, is to get the sticker.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I voted twice to get two stickers.
With that being said, 20 days. We're also 20 days, less than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. Now that I've shared that, you two, and now that you're on, Jordan, may I ask you both a question?
Oh.
Let's see. Why did the comedian ask you to pass the bread at Thanksgiving dinner? Why did the comedian ask you to pass the bread at Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get on a roll.
Overthinking. I'm thinking drum roll, drumstick rolls. Yeah.
I was not overthinking. Even. You're overthinking. I'm underthinking. I wasn't thinking anything.
I had no idea.
I just had a monkey with the symbols in my head right there.
He has one of the monkeys.
We did share that story in South Carolina. 43 monkeys escaped. They still haven't caught them, and they were from a laboratory. You haven't heard that story?
No. Yeah.
43 monkeys. What were they called, Miss Cindy?
Rhesus macaque.
Watch your mouth. Rhesus. Oh, my God. We said they're female monkeys. And what are you calling them?
Rhesus macaque.
I don't think so. Again, they're female. 43.
They're Rhesus monkeys.
Yeah, they escaped the laboratory where they test, like, you know, different
vaccines.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, so these things are like
outbreak monkeys.
Hopped up.
Yeah.
Like, they probably gave them whatever they gave Captain America.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So the authorities are like, you know, first they were like, everything's fine. You don't need to be scared of them just as long as you don't come near them.
There's a bunch of like super soldier, what do you say, macaque?
Macaque.
Oh, God, really? Now you too?
Just call them Rhesus monkeys.
Okay.
There are a bunch of super soldier monkeys in South Carolina?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I love the fact that the people at the lab are saying there's nothing to worry about, everything's fine, but you're going to want to lock your doors and lock your windows.
They're intelligent monkeys. They might know how to break in. Like saying, yeah, listen, that burglar over there, yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Oh, he has nothing to lose whatsoever, and he absolutely wants all of your personal belongings. We have nothing to fear unless you come too close.
Yeah. Right.
And then maybe.
These monkeys don't want to go back to what they just escaped from either, so they're gonna fight for their lives.
To wrap up this segment, what's the name of the monkeys?
Rhesus macaque.
Oh, my gosh, you potty mouth. Bugsy from Singerville wrote in and said, good morning, David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Three main towns that David won't say on air because I won't say the county. We have Penobscot and...
The county?
Piscataquis.
Piscataquis.
Oh.
I won't even take a chance on that one. He gave me three towns. These aren't real, are they?
I don't... Where are they? Where are you reading? Oh, all right. Yes.
Those are real?
I've never heard of the first one.
Okay. Let me Google it.
Why don't you say it out loud?
What are the... Because we can say it if it's an actual town.
Dixfield.
Yeah, whoa. Sure.
Dixmont.
Yeah.
And the other one is... The other one is...
I'm a little afraid to say it. I've never heard of this
place. It's a real town. It's by the Thurston family farm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dickvale?
What'd you say?
Dickvale.
Dickvale?
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
So thank you, Bugsy. You're absolutely correct. I will never say that.
It's a village in the town of Peru.
Oh. I'm sure there are very fine people in Dickvale.
Yeah. No, guys, stop it. You have Vale, Mont, and Field.
Right.
Jeez. Q106. Let's get in a break. You know what? No, I get to talk about my friends at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Located in Brewer.
It's a good name.
And they're going to move to Bangor here in the spring. So they're trying to get rid of their inventory at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Oh, and right now they are doing something so cool. at the Bangor Mall. They got a kiosk open for the remainder of this week. You want to hop on down there and meet them. Starting this week, you can find them at their new kiosk. In fact, they started, I believe, on Wednesday. Anyways, they'll be there most days. Their team members are there. Team members are absolutely phenomenal people, and they're often there to chat, answer questions. And watch out for Sand Dollar Spawn Pole to pop up at a lot of upcoming craft fairs, too. They're trying to get everywhere and not to sell. They're not salespeople at Sand Dollar Spawn Pole. They're your fellow Mainers. They're your fellow neighbors. They want your backyard and patio to be hooked up. They want you to enjoy your home. They want you to enjoy getting off work and being able to get in that hot tub when it's freezing outside so you can warm up. Or hop in that sauna to detox and work on that blood circulation, which is an issue during the winter and these long, dark winter nights. They have two-person saunas up to, I believe, six-person models. And financing is available. So affordable. So affordable. I mean, it's less than like a cable bill. You pay that a month for some of these hot tub models. You can only find out, though, for yourself if you go to Sand Dollar Spawn Pole. Their location currently is in Brewer, 96 Parkway South. Then also you can visit them online. Very easy to do. SandDollarSpa.com. One more time, SandDollarSpa.com, Sand Dollar Spawn Pole. Q106.5, that's Kit Moore. David and Cindy, happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening and laughing with us as we head into our weekend. Short segment here. We are still going to continue taking calls, 207-991-9500. We celebrate Friday wins.
That's right.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be on a win that you got on Friday, but from the past week, and we celebrated on Friday as we head into the weekend. We don't want to focus on the losses.
Right.
We want to learn from those, of course, and appreciate them, but we want to focus on that W, big or small, and celebrate it with you today as we head into the weekend.
Right. What is it that you feel good about that happened in the previous week? For me, it's putting together a list of 25 places where veterans can get free meals in the area.
Wow.
On Monday, on Veterans Day. That's going to be going up a little later today on the Q106.5 app. And yours was?
I love that you put that together, too. She's been working so hard on this, reaching out to everybody, because we love our veterans here at Q106.5, and so do so many businesses.
Right.
They just need help getting the word out that, hey, you can get a free meal if you're a veteran.
Exactly.
So, that Cindy, you'll have that list up soon. Mine was getting to exercise my right to vote for the first time here in Maine.
That's very cool. And it was a smooth process.
Oh, it was a great process.
Which is always wonderful.
And everybody was smiling, having a great time there at Brewer. It was the Civic Center? What do they call it?
The auditorium? Most of us call it the Brewer Auditorium. It's actually the
Do we even know the name? We just call it the building by the pool. You've only lived here. You just moved here.
Ferris Community Center. I don't remember the
Did you move here? You moved here a couple years ago, you said, Cindy? Is that why?
I've lived here all my life.
You've lived here all your life. Wow. But you probably went to high school in like a different town.
No, I went to high school here. But when I was growing up, it was the Brewer Auditorium. But now it's the Joseph L. Ferris Community Center.
That's what I was going to say.
You Google.
The Joseph Ferris Bueller Civic Center.
For some reason, I always think Thomas Ferris, but it's Joseph.
Joseph
Ferris.
L. Ferris.
Community Center.
Everybody did a phenomenal job. So that was my win. What was yours? Again, 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a voicemail or a message on the Q106.5 app.
We're Q106.5.
So the question is, everybody's asking, did you get your deer yet? Maybe some new gear from Old Town Trading Post in Old Town or Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln would help if you don't have your deer yet. If you've been thinking of picking out a new firearm, both Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have a huge selection and plenty of ammo, as well as accessories like the right sights to spot that big buck. Owners Dave and Melissa are ready to show you what's new and answer your questions. Temperatures are about to turn cold, so stock up on cuddly base layers and warm jackets, hats, and gloves. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have lots of warm and waterproof layers, including lots of hoodies. So even if you don't hunt, there's something for you. And of course, there's the Black Rifle Company coffee. It's delicious. It benefits veterans and is the perfect way to start any hunting trip. Don't wait. Head to Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln, before it's time to bag your deer. Oh, don't forget to sign up for the Big Buck Contest at Old Town Trading Post and Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln. Have to do that before you get your deer. And remember, when you stop by, tell them Cindy sent you.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We are 47 days away from Christmas. That is just insane to think about.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, it is. 16 days away from my birthday. I mean, that's a little random.
Crazy to think about, too. Yeah.
Equally as important as Christmas. 16,
yeah. Some would say more. And then also 20 days away from Thanksgiving. You're gonna be, now listen, I don't do many impressive things in my life, admittedly, okay?
Okay.
But you're gonna be very impressed with how I segue this segment.
Okay.
It all comes together.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay. So now that I've mentioned that we're 20 days away from Thanksgiving, less than 3 weeks, I have a question for both of you.
Sure.
Okay. What did Han Solo say to Luke Skywalker on Thanksgiving? What did Han Solo say to Luke Skywalker on Thanksgiving?
May the forks be with you.
Oh, you guys! So few things bring me joy in life, Miss Cindy. Discounted sushi at Hannaford because it's going to expire tomorrow. That makes me so happy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Finding the Solo cups and the ping pong balls in the same aisle. I get thrilled when that happens. I don't have to go searching for both when I want to play beer pong.
Absolutely.
And you know my lame punchlines.
Yeah.
To those jokes. And you just robbed me of that.
But you know what makes my day? When I get the punchline. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't happen very often. I mean, let's face it. It's only one I've gotten this morning.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Another one.
Oh, no.
No,
that's not fair.
Whose birthday is coming up in 16 days?
I guess yours.
Oh, my. Yeah, so. Can I take the next 16 days off?
Yeah, go for it.
17 days.
So you're just going to take my birthday presents, too? You're going to take all my birthday presents, too?
Yep, go home.
Now...
When's your birthday? Is it on like a Sunday?
November 24th. It's on a Sunday. But some would argue that if you go out on the 23rd, where the club's at in Bangor. We're going to go clubbing. I want to
go clubbing.
Do 42. If you're 42 years old, are you too old to go clubbing? 207-991-9500.
I can't answer for you. No. No.
Thank you.
So.
I appreciate that.
Is that the voice of authority, 27-year-old?
No.
If you're 42 years old, are you too old to go out on the dance floor at a college club and shake what your mama gave you?
At a college club.
Okay, so you're adding some things.
Yeah. Oh,
which part did I add?
I think that you could go to OHOP and you would have a good time.
What's OHOP?
OHOP is a bar. It's kind of a club in Orono.
Okay, so you're giving them free publicity right now, and this is exactly why we don't talk about our Gym Planet Fitness, because we don't want them to know that we go there and party. But what's this OHOP? Is this where I should celebrate my birthday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can look into it, maybe do some research, maybe go before your birthday just to check out the vibe. There's the Poorhouse. Mm. Have you been to the Poorhouse?
I haven't been to the Poorhouse, no.
All right, where else is there? I went to Patty Murphy's yesterday.
I tried to go to the Poorhouse, but they were like, sir, you have too much in your checking account.
Boom.
Yeah.
I went to Patty Murphy's yesterday, and they had jazz.
Oh, I like jazz. Yeah, I'm trying to feel younger, though. I'm 42, so I really, really want to listen to music that I don't know the name of the artist because I'm that old now.
Okay.
Like Billie Eilish or...
Sabrina Carpenter.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I said I was going to impress you and tie the segment together. So I did the Star Wars joke where Miss Cindy Campbell stole the punchline.
That's right. I didn't steal it. I knew it.
You stole it.
I knew it.
Guess.
You know who you are. You know who you are. Yeah. By Miss Cindy Campbell.
May the force be with you.
I steal punchlines. Are you excited about the rumor that there's going to be 3 new Star Wars films?
Bro, not at all.
No.
Genuinely, no. I do not care. I'm sorry.
Come on!
I do not care. I do not care. The new movies, I watched the 7th. The 7th was fine.
Right.
8th? not that good.
Okay.
Ninth doesn't exist to me. Okay. Yeah. The ninth doesn't exist. I'm not going to watch these 10, 11, and 12ths. Okay.
That's exactly what's happening. They're officially in the works, according to all the major publications out there. A new trilogy of Star Wars films is set to be written and produced in the works at Lucasfilm.
I'd say just give it up. Like, really. Yeah. We've had too much. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, is anybody, I'm sure there are people, still following the thread and understand where all of the movies fall in the... I have no idea.
Not a single person does.
I have no idea.
Not a single person does.
And what is The Mandalorian, too?
He's a bounty hunter.
What is Solo? There's like a bunch of other like TV shows and movies that they just keep producing.
Baby Yoda is cute.
Grogu. That's in Mandalorian.
Oh, and you know the guy's name, too?
I love The Mandalorian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure it's a great show.
All right, well, here are the
I have to backtrack.
But I really, really love Grogu. Really love Grogu.
Here are the questions on the table.
I have a Grogu in my office.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's a good TV show.
I'm going to get you a lightsaber for Christmas.
I had those when I was a kid. I don't need them as an adult.
No, you still need one because then we can sword fight in the studio.
We already do that.
Are you excited about three new Star Wars films? 207-991-9500. And you can also weigh in. Is 42 too old to go to the club?
You can also leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Q106.5. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jonathan Burge.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look at that. We talked about...
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean, look at that?
Well, what was that?
No,
what was that?
It wasn't anything. That isn't defined. It's very open-ended.
It's very defined, okay?
No, there's no definition to my that whatsoever. It was just a very vague reference. And look at that. Look at that. Talented Jonathan Burge. Yeah, you look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
What are we looking at?
That. And you're that. And that's a good thing, right? Would you agree, Miss Cindy Campbell?
I'm out of this conversation.
Now,
you dug this hole.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you be offended by being called a that?
Because I'm a person, David. Okay. I'm more than just a that.
What if I added person after that?
Look at that person.
Let's try it again.
Slightly better.
Q106.5, it's David and Cindy, and we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jonathan Burge.
Look at that
person. Now, does that make you feel better, you little princess?
No, let's just move on.
I've been showing. So I came from Southern California. Here's what we do.
Can I just point out that the guy who's counting down on the air to his birthday is calling you a princess?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rewind. Yeah. I 100% am not the person doing the countdown to my birthday. Somebody provided a script for us to read every morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know I read those verbatim because our number one goal here on David and Cindy, especially when we're joined in the 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Thank you.
Look at that person over there. Our number.
Have me turning around.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, my God.
The number one goal is just to laugh with you, our favorite people, the Q106.5 audience. That's it. That's our number one goal. So I abide by the script that is provided every morning. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and do it now. Thank you for reminding me. We are 16 days away from, oh my gosh, yes, someone did write it down, my birthday.
And my script says to clap along.
Yeah.
Well, and sing happy birthday.
But go right ahead. Sing it. But it's, No.
It's let's not get into doing that every day. Okay?
Well, no, we can. Also in the script, it does say, you know, singing happy birthday is encouraged, but do it in a different language until the actual day, and then you do it in English. So today is Spanish. Okay, happy birthday in Spanish. Go.
I have never started sweating more in my life.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Por qué, señor?
Cumpleaños.
Oh, you're just reading a menu now from Los Pumas. Is that what you were doing?
Baño.
Okay, that's the bathroom.
Biblioteca.
School, right?
Library.
That's a library.
That's a library. Right?
But I also think that might be French.
Yeah.
Oh, you are not good.
No.
What do you speak?
That's a lot of languages.
What languages do you speak? You speak Jordan Verge.
Yep, I said I speak Jordan Verge.
And then maybe kind of English.
Some English.
Some English, yeah.
And that's kind of it. My grandmother spoke, Tagalog.
Is that Philip from the Philippines?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Also, Girl Scout cookies, very good.
Yeah. So, but I do not speak that language.
I speak, which one, the cookies or the Tagalog, the language?
I really love the cookies.
Yeah, cookies are fantastic.
Yeah.
Did nobody catch that they were naming it after the Filipino language?
I could be pronouncing it wrong. I don't know.
Well, I just adore that you're proud of your heritage.
I say it like really like loosely too. Like I said, oh, my grandmother spoke Tagalog. And
I think that's how you say it.
On Friday, we celebrate wins, and we haven't asked Jordan Verge what his win is. Miss Cindy, you have a great win, and this post has been, you've been putting a lot of work into it, and I think it's fantastic, very timely, of course, because we love our veterans.
Right. I have a list of 25 places, roughly 25 places in the area where veterans will be able to get a free meal on Monday. And that's going to be going up in just a few minutes.
Very cool.
On the Q106.5 app.
And mine was I got to vote for the very first time here in the great state of Maine. That was so much fun doing that at the Brewer Auditorium, which we now know the name is, remember.
Joseph L. Ferris Community Center.
Wow. Okay. Has it always been that?
No.
Okay. Is that new?
Last few years.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
See, he grew up in Brewer. Right. He didn't know either. I had to Google it.
I know it is the Brewer Auditorium.
I knew it was Ferris. Couldn't remember the first
or
name.
Or is it the Brewer
Bueller.
Rec?
Ferris what? Bueller. What?
Is it the Brewer's Brewer Rec?
That's what it said on my voting card. It was like you got to go to the Brewer Rec Center.
Right. Brewer Parks and Rec is...
Parks and Rec.
Okay. Brewer Parks and Rec is headquartered in the Joseph L. Ferris Community Center, a.k.a. the Brewer Auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
After all that, do you have a win or did you just give up on life?
Well, I have a headache.
You're welcome.
My win is that on Monday, the Celtics beat the Hawks.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and then tonight, they're going to beat the Nets.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And Wednesday, nothing happened.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's true. I remember the Golden State Warriors, they played a game that, oh my gosh.
My win is that the Celtics won on Monday, a week went by,
right,
and now they're about to win on a Friday.
So your big win for the week that you're going to celebrate today so you can go into the weekend on that winning high is the latest game, the last game that the Celtics played, they won?
Because
I don't think that's true, Jordan.
The last time that they won was on Monday, and the next time they'll win is tonight against the Nets.
I mean, they were supposed to win on Wednesday, too, but...
They played a game on mm-hmm. Wednesday, and they scored so many points, David. They scored like 117 points.
Yeah.
That's more than the average NBA team in any given game, okay? They scored so many more points than any other team.
As long as you're comfortable with your win, that's all that matters.
That's... So sweet of you.
Okay.
It's his win. He's allowed to.
Never mind the inaccuracies.
Right.
It's a great win.
Inaccuracies. I don't think I said anything wrong.
We're Q106.5. David and Cindy. Let's go Celtics, huh?
Okay.
There we go. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Father Free. What's up, buddy?
Morning, David.
Man, you are looking sharp today.
What am I, chopped liver here? Yeah. Morning, David.
You want to acknowledge the way he's a married man. He still gets afraid to look at other beautiful women.
Good morning, Father Free.
That's Father Free.
I think this was a mistake.
No. And you walked into the studio. You know the rule. You walk into the lion's den and you gotta join the show. By the way, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Yeah, I'm also here.
By the way, while we're talking about joining Father Free, are you joining me tomorrow at Midnight Customs and Detailing? Ooh. I'll be there from 11 to 1 in Irvin.
I can't wait. I'm going to be flipping burgers on the grill.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Burgers in a bounce house. They're giving away a free window tint.
I know. I can't enter to win that.
Detailing. Yeah. I know. Me either.
Wait, hold on. When it comes to Father Free, listen, we love him dearly.
Right.
But we got to be very specific with him.
Okay.
So he says, yeah, I'll be flipping burgers. Where will you be flipping burgers, Father Free? In your backyard or at Midnight Customs and Detailing from 11 to 1? Because the people want to meet you, too, in addition to Miss Cindy Campbell.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Cindy's
there
going.
We go.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go. All right.
Have fun tomorrow.
You took me to a really cool press conference last night at Hollywood Casino, and I'm actually surprised. It's the first time Father Free and I walked into a casino. That's not true. this is the third time.
This is like the 17th time Father Frey and I walked into the Hollywood Casino. But we went to that press conference for a fight that's taking place tomorrow night at Cross Insurance Center. What is it?
Well, first of all, you still owe me $1,000 that I fronted you last night, if you recall. I don't remember if you remember that.
My parents listen to this. Well, they listen on the Q106.5 app in Texas.
Hey, that comes with points. It's 1,100 by the end of the day if I don't get it back.
Wow. Listen to that. Father Free laying down the law. Okay, so fight tomorrow night. It's New England Fights.
Yeah, so I brought you down to meet those guys, those fighters, Nick and Matt. They own that place, New England Fights. It's going to be at the Cross Insurance Center down in the arena. It's going to be an awesome night. There's like, 15 fights on the card or something like that. So It's how my wife and I are going to spend our Saturday night. I know that.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be front row, so you might get a little blood on your... Oh, that's cool.
That's happened before.
How sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love love, right?
It's not my blood.
I love love. By the way, the whole time we were there...
Yeah.
I was flexing. I mean, it was an hour long. I flexed the whole time. I'm so sore just from flexing and clenching my jaw so I looked tougher. And I was squinting my eyes, too, because I wanted to appear a little intimidating as well.
Did it work?
Well, no. I have one story about that, and then I have to go. So, seriously. Mm-hmm. So, two guys were going at it on, like, one guy was in the, what do you call it?
Fighting, right?
No. The guy that was talking to the other guy.
Okay, they were chit-chatting.
They were chit-chatting.
Okay, all right.
And he was telling him what he was going to do to him, and he said, I'm going to put my elbow into your throat and choke you out in the first round. And I said to David, I leaned over to him and I said, David, what would you say if a guy told you that he was going to choke you out? And he said, I'd ask him if he wanted to go shopping.
I wish I could say that was a lie.
That's the God's honest truth.
Okay, you know what? Hate me because I don't like fighting, all right?
Right.
I'd rather go shopping.
Right.
I'd rather hug.
Right.
I don't know. Do you want to go pick wildflowers together and maybe press them so they stay permanent in the scrapbook? Oh, yeah.
It's what we love about him. It's what we love about him.
Q106.5, where David and Sid. I like that song. Brand new from Matt Stell. Oh, hold on. I didn't introduce you yet. Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. Hi, Miss Cindy Campbell.
Good morning, David.
How did you like that new Matt Stell song called Breaking in Boots?
I liked it.
By the way, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
I really like that song from Matt Stell, Breaking in Boots.
Look at that person over there.
I really like the... Oh, my God, look at him.
What did he sneak into the studio?
What person are you?
Okay, so now we have ghosts in the studio because I don't see anybody.
I don't know if you've noticed this and haven't been here after hours, but we always have ghosts in the studio.
Yeah.
This building makes so many creaks and groans and moans.
Well, I had a psychic tell me I had a tall man in uniform standing behind me, so we probably always do.
Was he handsome?
Yeah.
Did you ask?
You said, is he cute?
That's the first thing. So you have a ghost that follows you around. He's tall, handsome, and blah, blah. Oh, what's he look like?
He's a ghost.
Is he happy about it? Is he like smiling? I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I don't care if he's handsome. Is he smiling or is he snarling at me?
Right.
If he's a bad ghost. Right. Want him.
Is he upset at me?
But if he's smiling, I don't know, maybe put on a show. He's there. He's dead, so, you know, lift his spirits.
Okay, moving along.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, words of wisdom. Let's get out of here, wrap up this so we can get into the weekend. But Jordan Burge is up next, continuing those codes for Kane Brown.
Yes, I want to send you to San Diego to see Kane Brown in concert. Next code is coming up at 10:20.
Cindy.
Very cool. Words of wisdom. Learn from the things that go wrong in your life and celebrate the things that go right.
Beautiful. Love that. Jordan? I think he's just going to repeat you. I really have a feeling he's just going to do that.
Oh, come on. Again. Be an individual. Be creative. Come on.
In my mind right there, it was just monkeys with cymbals, right? Monkeys with cymbals. That's it. Didn't have it. The eyes were open. Nothing behind those eyes right there. Head empty, no thoughts.
Is this what you hear when I talk? You hear monkeys with cymbals? Are they running around South Carolina right now?
I don't know what they're doing. They're on drugs, though. That's what they're doing. They're all hopped up.
Try not to. Okay, first, don't do drugs. Throw that one out there for some good words of wisdom. Yeah. And two, try to laugh and smile this weekend. Don't take life too seriously. It's been a long week. It's been a good week.
It's been a long week.
Great week. We all worked hard. Here we are. Beautiful weekend ahead right here in Maine.
Beautiful.
Jordan Burge is up next.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.